what is so wonderful too is that God knew that the communication from heaven would be received by some and would be rejected by some. Mm-hmm. He came unto his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave him the authority, the right to become the children of God. And the thing is that though God knew that his message of love and grace and truth, as we're reading, would be rejected, he still sent his son. Mm-hmm. And he's looking for a response from each of us. Not only an initial response, but how do we follow on with this whole matter of divine communication, the word, the logos? Are we listening? God wants to be in touch with us, and he wants us to be in touch with him in appreciation of his mind, of his thoughts. So we come to the epistles, we'll hear later on, Ephesians, Colossians, and so on. These are further manifestations of the thoughts of God. And we need to look at them, to listen, open our ears, to be gravitated towards this revelation, and to embrace it with all our hearts.
So there's a difference with obedience than with worship. And the Father seeks us to worship him. And he could have commanded us like the angels to be obedient, mm-hmm. but he seeks worship, as you were implying, seeks those with the will to seek out his son.
In Acts chapter 17 with the Apostle Paul at Mars Hill, we need not turn to it, just only, you find in verse 23, he says he found an inscription to the unknown God. Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. He presented God as the creator, as the self-existent one, as the one who created man, omnipresent, omniscient, omnipresent, all of this he presented. But then it come a point in verse 30. And this time of your ignorance, God wink up. But now commanded man everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge his world in righteousness by that man which he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men, in that he has raised him from the dead. Because earlier on, it says these men seem to be setting forth some strange gods, because they preach unto them Jesus and the resurrection. Revelation again. The same way God, the first revelation we got is that God is a savior. Then we found out, which one of us knew about reconciliation when we got saved? And sonship. And brought into the land to enjoy. We didn't. Those are things as we go on. We learn more and more of the mind of divine persons for us. It's glorious, man.